Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass man nachher ist Perik Aleph Mishnah Dalid. Kesad Loikar of Hamater Kimitzvasai. Basically, we learned in the previous Mishnah that the only time there could be a Chi of Karis for eating something, which is Pigel, which means that the Kayan had a Machshava during the four Avoidais to eat it or burn it on the Mizbeach Chutz Lizmanoi, is if that was the only problem. But if there's another problem, if whatever else was supposed to be matir, the carbon never happened or didn't happen properly, then you don't have this Isser Karis of Pigel. So our Mishnah asks, again, Perik Aleph Mishnah Dalet, Kesad Loikar of Hamatir Kimitzvasai. In what way was the matir, whatever was matir the carbon, whatever permitted the carbon, give me some examples of where it wasn't done properly. And the Mishnah is going to give us a total of six such examples. First case, Kamatz Chutz L'Mekayimah, the Kayin who did the Kemitzah, did so with the Machshava, with the intent, of eating the Shirayim outside its proper place. After he did that, V'nasam B'Kli, he placed the Kaimitz into the Klisharis, V'Hilech, and brought it to the Mizbeach, which is one of the Avoidas, V'Hiktir, and burnt it with the Kavana to eat the Shirayim, the rest of the Mincha, meaning the rest of the Mincha besides the Kaimitz, after the deadline, past its time. So out of the four Avoidas, Kmitza, putting it into a Klisharis, Hilech to the Mizbeach and the Haktara, basically what he did was, with the first of I did the Kemitza, he had an intention, he had a machshava of Chutz L'Mekayimah, if outside the place. With the other three, it was Chutz L'Zmanoi. So what's going to save the person from a Chi of Karis here is that this Mincha had something else that passeled it, the Chutz L'Mekayimah, besides for the Chutz L'Zmanoi. Second case, of where Loikarav Hamatur Kimitzvasei. Oy or, Shekamatz Chutz L'Zmanoi. He did the Kemitza thinking, intending with a machshava of eating the shirayim, the leftover part of the mincha, past its time. This is bona fide pigel. But afterwards, when Asam Bekli, he puts it into the keli. V'hilech, and brings it to the mizbeach, v'hikter, and he's makter it chutz l'mekayimah, outside of its place. So here he starts out with the pigel machshava of chutz l'zmanim, but the other three he does with chutz l'mekayimah. Again, this is called loikar of amater kimitzvasai. The reason this carbon is possible is not only because of the Chutz L'Zmanai. It's because of the three Avoidas he did Chutz L'Mekayimah, and therefore, there would not be a Chi of Karis. This was another example of like Karav HaMatir Kimitzvasai. And we go to example number three. Oy or. Shekamatz, he did the Kmitza. V'nasam B'Kli, or placed the Kaimitz in a Klisharis. V'hilech, or brought it to the Mizbeach. V'hikdir, or he was makdirit. Chutz L'Mekayimah, outside of its place. He did any one of these avoidas Chutz L'Mekayimah. The others he did thinking past the time. So basically what the Mishnah is telling us here in example number three is it doesn't make a difference which of the avoidas he thought Chutz L'Mekayimah. Chutz L'Mekayimah is not a good thing, but in this case it saves it from becoming pigel, because the Chutz L'Zmanai is not the only psal. Viter says the Mishnah. Now once again, before we go to the next example, remember, how is a minchas choyte, which is a mincha that's brought for a chayt, or minchas kenos, which is the mincha of a saita, how are they different than other minachais? They're different that if they are processed shaloi lishma, not for the sake of this carbon, it's pasul. Other minachais are kasha, just the bailam aren't yet their chayv. In the case of minchas choyte and minchas kenos, like we learned, it's pasul. Now, in our Mishnah, we have this irony where being pasul is good, because it saves it from becoming pigel. Again, pigel is only if the only problem is chutz l'zmanai. So, zak the Mishnah. This is our fourth example of lekar of hamatir kimitzvasi. Minchas chayto, minchas kenos, shekimatzan shalei lishma. The kain did the kemitza on a minchas chayto, or a mincha of a saita, not for its own sake, but thinking this is for a different mincha. Afterwards, v'nasam b'kli, puts it into the keli, the hikter, and he's makter it. Chutz l'zmana, thinking to eat the shiari mincha, what's left over of the mincha, past the time. But that past the time is not going to make it pickle, because it's already pasul due to the fact that the kemitza was shalai l'shman, and this is a minchas choyte or minchas kenois. Viter says the Mishnah, example number five. Ashekamatz chutz l'zmana, he starts off with chutz l'zmana, he does the kemitza thinking he's going to eat the rest of the mincha passed its time, but then, v'nasam b'kli, Vehilech vehikter, he placed the koimitz into the klishares, brought it to the mizbeach. Vehikter, and he was makter it shaloy lishman, not for the sake of a minchas chayta or minchas ganaz. He was thinking of a different mincha. Or the sixth and final example, shakamatz, he did the kmitza v'nasa b'kli, or placed the koimitz into the klisharis, vehilech, or brought it to the mizbeach. Vehikter, or he was makter it shaloy lishman, not for the sake of a minchas chayta or minchas ganaz, but for a different mincha. So in other words, during any one of the four avodos, he had a machshava of shaloi lishman. By the other three, he was thinking chutz lizmanai. It's not pigel, because the shaloi lishman passels it. V'zehu, and these six examples, are the cases shalikar of a matri kemitzvasai, where the matri, whatever is supposed to be matri, the carbon was not carried out. Weiter sagt the Heilige Mishnah, as we continue over here, Perig Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Lechol kezayis b'chutz o kezayis l'machar. What if during one of the four avodas, the kohen had a machshava to eat a kezayis outside the place and a kezayis tomorrow, after the time? Or kezayis l'machar, kezayis b'chutz, the other way around. First he intended to eat the kezayis after the time, and then, but outside of the place also. In other words, whatever you can do wrong, he wants to do wrong. Or suppose he's thinking kechatz kezayis b'chutz, while doing one of the four avodas, the kohen has a machshava to eat half of a kezayis of the leftover mincha outside its place, and half a kezayis after the deadline. And here too, the other way around. First he thinks he's going to eat half a kezayis of it tomorrow after the deadline. And then he has the machshav of half a kezayis outside its place. In all these cases, pasul v'ein by karis. The mincha is pasul, but there is no chiyuv karis for eating it. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, depends on the order. Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Zekla, this is the rule. Im machsheves hazman kodmo lemachsheves hamakayim. If first came the machshava to eat it past its time, and then the machshava, and also out of where you're supposed to eat it, out of place, so then pigel v'chayovin olav karas. It is pigel, and you are chayav karas according to Rabbi Yehuda. And this would apply to all such cases. Just Rabbi Yehuda would agree, v'machsheves hamokim, kodmol, machsheves hazman, if the kavana to eat it out of place came before the kavana of eating it past its time. So when he had this machshav of eating it past its time, it was already possible because of the chutzlam makaymai. Then we say possible, but ve'ein baikars. We'll soon try to explain the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda b'Yaz Hashem. First, let's finish the Mishnah. The Chachamim say, no, makes no difference. Zev is apostle, vein by karis. Doesn't make a difference which one came first, whether the chutzla makayme came first or the chutzla zmane came first. We disagree with you, Rabbi Yehuda. Even when the chutzla zmane came first, if l'maaseh there's a chutzla makayme over here, that deletes the karis. That takes care of the karis. There's no karis anymore. Vayter zakta mishnah, and this is according to everybody, both the chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. Lechol kechatzi zayis or lehakter kechatzi zayis. Let's say the kohen had two intentions. One was to eat half a kezayis of what's left over tomorrow, and the other is to burn half a kezayis of the kaimitz or the levaina tomorrow. So here, not only do we say there's no chiyuv karis, we say a much bigger chiddush. We say kosher. The mincha is a kosher mincha. She'ein achila v'aktar mitzdarfen, because eating and burning can't be combined. You have to have a whole kezayis. Now, we could combine a half a kezayis of chutzla zmani and a half a kezayis of chutzla mekayme that we learned earlier. So we have a whole kezayis to passel the carbon. But a half a kezayis of I'm going to eat it and half a kezayis of I'm going to be makter on the mizbeach, the eating of the person and the eating of the mizbeach cannot be combined. Okay, so we had six cases in our mission of Loi Karav HaMatir Kimitzvasi, where another psul comes in to save whoever eats this a mechi of karz. Case number one was where he starts with the kmitz of chutzla makaymai, even though he did the rest chutzla zmanai, there's no chi of karz. Or he does the kmitz of chutzla zmanai, that was the second case, and did the other avoidus, thinking chutzla makaymai. Case number three was, he did either one of the four avoidus, chutzla makaymai, even though all other three did chutzla zmanai. As long as you have a chutzla mekayme over there, chutzla's mani is not the only psul. This is called a karav amatir kimitzvase, and there would not be a chiyuv karas. Fourth case was, we have a minchas chayta and minchas kanais, and this would work only for a minchas chayta or a minchas kanais, because that becomes pasul if it's shaloi lishma. So if he started out the kamisa shaloi lishma, did the other three chutzla's manoi, or he did the kamitza chutzla's manoi, and did the other three shaloi lishma, not for the sake of this mincha, or he did either one of the four avayda shaloi lishma. In all these cases, it doesn't make a difference what else was chutz lizmanai, the shaloi lishma passels the carbon. And the mela, it's not a carbon that becomes possible because of chutz lizmanai, and there's no karis. Then the Mishnah gave us a case where the kohen had a pigal machshava during one avayda, and a different machshava during that same avayda. For example, if while doing any of the four avodas he had a machshava to eat a kazayis chutz lemakaymai, and to eat a kazayis tomorrow, or in the reverse order, kazayis tomorrow and a kazayis chutz lemakaymai, or a half a kazayis chutz lemakaymai and a half a kazayis tomorrow, or again the reverse order, half a kazayis tomorrow, half a kazayis outside. In all these cases, possible v'ein by kardes. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. If first came the machshav of chutz lizmanai, and then came the machshav of chutz lemakayme, it's too late. It's already pickled, and there's a chiyuv karas. But if first came the machshava of chutz lemakayme, and then the machshava of chutz lizmanai, it's possible, and there is no karas. And the chachamim, they agree with the Tanakhama that it makes no difference. Now, what is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? In the case where he's doing the same avayd and he has two machshavas, Rabbi Yehuda holds toughest lashon rishon. You're doing one thing, and you have two machshavas, you go after what you thought first. So if the chutz lizmanai comes first, and then he says chutz lemakayme, we dismiss the chutz lemakayme. That's the reason he says it would stay pigel. But if the chutz lemakayme came first, so adrabah, we dismiss the chutz lizmanai. That's why it would just be pasul, and there wouldn't be a chiyuv karas. Now that's when he had two machshavas during the same avodah. What about in the case where he had two machshavas, but not during the same avayda? So there too, Rabbi Yehuda says that if, let's say, he did the kmitza chutz lizmanai and put it into the klisharetz chutz lemakaymai, Rabbi Yehuda still says it would be pigel. Why? Rabbi Yehuda holds that once a complete avayda was done, chutz lizmanai, another avayda of chutz lemakaymai doesn't save it. For the chutz lemakaymai to save this and say, nah, it's already pasul chutz lemakaymai, the chutz lizmanai has no effect. It has to be that the chutz lemakayme avayda came first. But, like we said, the Chacham agree with the Tanakhama that it makes no difference. Any avayda, chutz lemakayme after the chutz lizmanai, before the chutz lizmanai, it makes no difference. This is no longer an exclusively chutz lizmanai carbon, and therefore there's no chiyuv karas. And the Mishnah concluded by teaching us that if someone had a machshava to eat half a kazayis, chutz lizmanai, and then he had a machshava for the mizbeach to eat half a kazayis, in other words, he's going to be makter half a kazayis, chutz lizmanai, we don't connect these two half a kazayis. We don't connect what a person eats and what the mizbeach eats. And therefore, being that you don't have a whole kazayis, not only is there no chiyuv karas, but the carbon is actually kosher.